Hello, and welcome to your Robert's Digital Radio CD cassette recorder. It's called the Concerto 2, supplied to you by the British Wireless for the Blind Fund. Your product, which has been specially designed to assist your needs, is finished in charcoal grey and comes with yellow controls to give greater contrast to help those who are partially sighted. This demonstration CD will prove more effective if I first explain the positioning of several important controls, which will subsequently assist you in listening to and, if necessary, pausing the CD whilst familiarizing yourself with the various functions. Your Concerto 2 has the world's first CD bookmark function, the full benefits of which will be explained later in this demo CD. However, as it will enable you to put me on hold during the running of this CD, it may assist you to know how to operate your CD bookmark facility. Should you wish to check the location and functions of the controls as I describe them, you could use the bookmark to put me on hold. You will find the hold button marked Stop on the top, to the front, on the right-hand side, just above the speaker grill. There are three buttons running left to right. It's the one in the middle. Before you try it, remember that having put your CD on hold, you can return to the exact position you left it by pressing the play button. Now that's the one to the right of the middle button. Go on, try it. Press the middle button to put me on hold, and then press the one to its right to start me again. There you are. You've just used the world's first CD radio cassette recorder with the CD bookmark, but more of that later. The volume control may currently be set too high, or maybe too low. So if you wish to adjust the level, you will find the volume control on the top, to the left of the hinged handle, and in the center of the flat surface. It is a large rotary control. Turn it clockwise to increase the volume, or anti-clockwise to decrease the volume. Set it at your preferred listening level. Having set the volume control, let your fingers move upwards and a little to the left, where you will find a slider control which is called the function switch. This will select the tape, CD, SD, USB and radio functions, as well as switching off your product when placed in the left-hand position, which also happens to be the tape position too. In its current mode, that is, second position from the left, you will be listening to this CD. If you slide it fully to the right, you will put your product into radio mode. It may not be properly tuned at the moment, but we will return to this later. Immediately below the four-position function switch, to the left but still on the top, you will locate the socket for the external microphone jack plug. Adjacent to the right of this socket, and to the left of the volume control, is a very small hole for access to the internal microphone. To the right of the volume control is the smaller tone control. Adjust to your preferred setting, turning anti-clockwise for minimum and clockwise for maximum setting. Below the volume control, you will locate five buttons for presetting your preferred radio stations. These five buttons will give you the option of a total of 10 settings, 5 for DAB and 5 for FM. Whilst still to the left of your product, run your fingers down the side where you will find the socket for headphones or earphones for private listening. The handle, which currently should be in the closed position, sits neatly in the recess on the top and abuts the telescopic aerial to the back. The CD compartment, which is currently playing this demo CD, is located within the handle profile, in the center of your product. The CD controls are to the right, on the top. In addition to the three previously mentioned, there are two further buttons, round in shape with a raised arrow on top, which are located immediately above the left-hand button of the three CD buttons. These are for track selection, and we will cover these fully later. Above these five CD buttons, you will find a two-position waveband slider switch for DAB and FM radio bands. DAB to the left and FM to the right. Above the waveband slider switch is the SD card slot to the left and the USB memory device socket to the right. To the right-hand side of your product, you will discover an inset rotary control, which is called Tuning Tone Volume. But again, more about that later. And finally, still on the top, we come to the centrally located five buttons which operate the tape recorder. They are situated in the middle on the front edge. The first button from the left is Stop and Tape Eject. The next, second from the left, is the Fast Forward. Next, third from left, is the Rewind button. Next, fourth from left, is the Play button. And finally, the last in the row is the Record button. Below these buttons, on the front, is the LCD display, which, for the partially sighted, may assist in the operation of tape, CD, SD, USB, and radio functions. Adjacent to the LCD display, and on the right-hand side, are two diamond-shaped push buttons, which are used for radio station search. Below, and to the left of the lower diamond-shaped button, is the Select Mode button, which is a small, round, raised button used for selecting a radio station. Your Concerto 2 also has a Zoom button, which magnifies the display text. This button is located to the left of the LCD display, which is a small, round, raised button. Press the Zoom button once to enlarge the fonts on the upper line of the display. Press again to enlarge the lower line of the display. And press once again to return to the normal display. I will be referring individually to these controls as we continue our demo CD. And don't forget, if you want to put me on hold, just press the middle button of the three to the right, to the front, on the top. And then press the play button, the one to the right, to return to the point at which you left me. Now, there's always a short pause before the demo CD restarts. This is to allow the CD bookmark to check its memory. Your product will operate on either mains supply or batteries. The mains lead comes complete with a 3-pin plug and is fitted with a 3-amp fuse. You must connect this lead to your product before plugging into the mains and before the mains socket is switched on. The other end of the lead, which is to be fitted to your product, is inserted into the rear socket located to the left on the back. It doesn't matter which way round you push the connector into the socket. Now you can plug in and switch on at the main supply. If you wish to operate the product from batteries, you will require 8 LR14 batteries, known as C-cells. To fit the batteries, you will need to remove the rear battery door by pushing down the two recessed catches and lifting the door from its bottom locating lugs. Take care to ensure that all the batteries are inserted correctly. This is indicated by a raised molded diagram inside and on the top section of the battery compartment. Replace the battery door by first locating the two bottom lugs of the door in their respective slots in the bottom of the battery compartment, and then close the door by pushing the two recessed catches in place. We would recommend for economy that your product is used on the mains, whenever possible, with battery operation for occasional or standby use only. We will now demonstrate the radio function. I will first run through the different controls and when you have familiarized yourself with them, you may wish to put me on hold so that you can quickly run through the radio operation. Remember, to put me on hold, you use the CD bookmark by pressing the stop button. That's the middle button of the three to the front on the top, right-hand side of your product. To recommence the demo CD, press the play button, and that's the one to the right of the three. Now back to operating your radio. First, locate the slider function switch on the top to the left of the volume control. It's currently in CD mode so that you can hear this demonstration. So before switching me off, first find the location of the function switch. Next, locate the band switch, which is over to the right and behind the CD push buttons. You can try this switch without turning me off. I suggest you start with the DAB band, the first on the left. So slide fully to the left. Right, you are now ready for the function switch to be moved fully to the right for the radio tuning and presetting. The display will show DAB and then now tuning for a few seconds. Right, now put me on hold, and don't forget to press the far right button to recommence the demo CD when you are ready. And also don't forget, you'll need to move the function switch back to the CD position. That's second from the left, before you hear me again, after selecting, of course, the play button. But remember, wait for a few seconds for me to return. Well, hopefully we are now back together again. For DAB operation, you will need to adjust the telescopic aerial. The aerial is situated, when closed, in the top rear of your product. It is retained by two securing lugs and is released from its closed position by pushing carefully from the left. When released, you can swing the aerial from left to right to an upright position so that it is pointing to the ceiling. You may now carefully extend the telescopic aerial. The aerial at its base has a knuckle joint, which, with careful movement and with the aerial at an angle of 45 degrees, can be swiveled to a position giving the best reception. If this is the first time the radio is used, a quick scan of the UK Band 3 DAB channels may be carried out. If a DAB radio has been used before, the last use station will be selected. If new radio stations are found, they will be added to the stored list of stations. When first switched on, the first station in the list will be played. The display will show the station name in the first line of the display and the information in the second line. If the station list is still empty after the scan operation, your product will display service not available, and you will not hear a station playing. If no signals are found, it may be necessary to relocate your radio to a position giving better reception. Then repeat the scan using the autoscan facility, which I will describe shortly. Press the tuning up or down buttons, which are located to the right of the LCD display on the front, just below the cassette buttons. They are diamond in shape and are used to scroll through the list of available stations on the lower line of the display. Stop pressing the tuning buttons when you find a station you wish to hear. Then press and release the select button to select the station. The select button is a small round raise button located below and to the left of the tuning down button, to the right of the LCD display. The display may now show now tuning while your radio finds the new station. If there are no stations found, press and hold the tuning up button, which is also the local scan button, which is located to the right of the LCD display on the front, just below the cassette buttons. It is the top diamond shape button. The display will show scanning and will perform a scan of the UK DAB frequencies. As new stations are found, the station counter on the right-hand side of the display will increase and stations will be added to the list. To carry out a full scan of the entire DAB band 3 frequencies, press and hold the tuning down button, which is also the full scan button, which is located to the right of the LCD display on the front, just below the cassette buttons. It is the bottom diamond shape button. As new stations are found, the station counter on the right-hand side of the display will increase and stations will be added to the list. For the partially sighted, if you wish to check the signal strength of your radio, press and release the select button, which is a small round raise button located below and to the left of the diamond-shaped tuning down button to the right of the LCD display. The lower line of the display shows signal strength. Position your concerto and angle the telescopic aerial for the best reception, using the signal strength display as a guide. The strongest signal is indicated with the largest number of black rectangles on the signal strength display. The clear, unfilled rectangle indicates minimum signal level required for satisfactory reception. Press and release the select button to return to the previous display mode. To operate your radio in FM mode, first locate the slider switch on the top to the left of the volume control. It's currently in CD mode so that you can hear this demonstration. So, before switching me off, first find the location of the function switch. Next, locate the band switch, which is over to the right and behind the CD push buttons. You can try this switch without turning me off. The FM band is on the right, so slide fully to the right. You are now ready for the function switch to be moved fully to the right for the radio tuning and presetting. Now put me on hold, and don't forget to press the far right button to recommence the demo CD when you are ready. And don't forget, you'll need to move the function switch back to the CD position. That's second from the left on the function switch. Before you can hear me again after selecting, of course, the play button. Wait for a few seconds for me to return. Well, hopefully, we are now back together again. For FM operation, you will need to adjust the telescopic aerial. The aerial is situated, when closed, in the top rear of your product. It is retained by two securing lugs and is released from its closed position by pushing carefully from the left. When released, you can swing the aerial from left to right to an upright position so that it is pointing to the ceiling. You may now fully extend the telescopic aerial. The aerial at its base has a knuckle joint, which, with careful movement, and with the aerial at an angle of 45 degrees, can be swiveled to a position giving the best reception. If the station being received is in stereo, the stereo indicator, ST, will show on the display. If you are back in radio mode, you will possibly be hearing much interference. To locate a station, press and hold down for less than a second either the tuning up or down buttons, which are diamond in shape and located to the right of the LCD display on the front, just below the cassette buttons. The radio will scan the band until it finds a station, at which point it will beep. Whilst it's scanning, an audible tone will also be heard, indicating that the radio is tuning. This audible tone can be increased or reduced in volume by adjusting the rotary control on the right-hand side of your product. This is the tuning tone volume control. The tone will increase in pitch for tuning up and decrease in pitch for tuning down. Your radio will scan the selected waveband, sound a beep tone, and stop automatically when it finds a station of sufficient strength. To recommence scanning, press and hold down the tuning up or tuning down button for around a second. When the waveband end is reached, the radio will beep and continue tuning from the opposite waveband end. Once you have selected your radio station, you may wish to adjust the volume and tone controls. Remember, they are over to the left of your product, on the top to the front. If you find that your FM signal is weak and some hiss is audible, you can reduce the hiss by pressing and holding the Select FM Mode button, which is a small round raise button located below and to the left of the diamond-shaped Tuning Down button to the right of the LCD display. Your radio will switch to mono mode. To return to stereo mode, press and hold the Select FM Mode button again. You may preset up to 10 different stations, 5 on DAB and 5 on FM. When you have tuned your radio and found the stations you wish to preset, press and hold down the required preset button. The 5 buttons are located on the top left to the front immediately below the volume control. They carry numbers 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 reading from the left. Press and hold down the required preset button until the radio beeps. It takes about 2 seconds. The display will now show preset stored. Repeat this procedure for the remaining presets. To recall a preset station, simply put your product into radio mode, select your preferred waveband, and then momentarily press the required preset button. If you wish to change the preset memories, simply repeat the radio tuning preset process to overwrite an existing station. To switch off your radio, slide the function switch, that's the one to the left of the volume control, to the off position, the fully left position. We now move on to the tape cassette operation. First, listening to pre-recorded tapes. You'll need to slide the function switch, the one adjacent to the large volume control, on the top to the left, to select the tape position. That's the first position on the left. But don't do it yet. You can put me on hold after I have run through the various controls and functions. You will recall that the tape player's 5 buttons are to the front, in the middle, on the top. Press the stop eject button, that's the first from the left, to open the cassette door. Insert a pre-recorded cassette with the tape surface upwards and the side with the desired recording facing towards you. Then gently close the cassette door. Depress the play button, that's the second from the right, and adjust the volume and tone control. They are on the top left-hand side. The volume control is the large one, the tone control to the right of the volume control, the small one. Adjust them to your preferred setting. Now, if you wish to try that without losing your place on the demo CD, put me on hold by selecting the CD bookmark function. Remember, first press the stop button of the CD controls. That's the one in the middle of the 3, to the front on the right-hand side. But before you press, remember that to retrieve me, you will need to press the play button. And that's the one to the right of the stop button, the first from the right. So, if you wish to try your pre-recorded cassette as described a little earlier, put me on hold. Welcome back. And that's if you've been away, of course. I will now continue with the other functions and controls of the cassette player. If you wish to fast forward your tape, press the second cassette button from your left. To rewind, press the third button from the left. These two buttons will help you locate a specific part of the tape. You also have a queue and review facility to assist your search. First, gently depress either button, and you will be able to hear a speeded-up version of the recording in either direction. When the end of the tape is reached, during play, record, fast-forward, or rewind, the cassette mechanism is designed to automatically switch itself off. Next, let's run through the record function of your cassette player. First, from the radio. You set the function switch, the one on the top, to the left, behind the volume control, to the radio position. That's fully to the right. Tune in to the desired radio station. Adjust the volume and tone control to suit your requirements. Insert a blank cassette with the tape surface uppermost and the side you wish to record facing towards you. And do check that the tape cassette on which you are recording still has the safety tabs in place. They are on the back edge to the left and right. If they have been removed, you can easily reuse the tape cassette by adding a small piece of self-adhesive tape over the holes. Now close the cassette door. To commence recording, depress the record button, the first on the right of the tape cassette buttons. The recording level is set automatically and is not affected by the setting of the volume control. When the recording is finished, press the stop button, the first on the left of your cassette buttons. If you wish to make a recording from the internal microphone, set the function switch, the one to the left of the volume control, to tape, the fully left position. Insert a blank cassette with tape surface upwards and the side you wish to record facing you. Again, remember to check that the safety tabs have not been removed from the rear edge of the tape cassette. Then close the door. Depress the record button, the first to the right of the row of buttons, to commence recording. To reduce background noise, it is important to speak as close as possible to the internal microphone, which is located to the left of the large volume control. You may, however, prefer to use an external microphone, one with a remote function if you wish. The microphone plug socket can be found, again, to the left of the large volume control. When recording from an external microphone, the loudspeakers remain connected for monitoring purposes. If you do not wish to hear the recording that is being made, simply rotate the volume control to the minimum setting. The recording level is set automatically and is not affected by the setting of the volume control. The internal microphone is automatically disconnected. To commence recording, remember to position the function switch to the tape setting, the position fully to the left. Insert a blank cassette with the tape surface upwards and the side you wish to record facing towards you. And don't forget to check that the safety tabs have not been removed from the rear of the cassette. Close the cassette door and then depress the record button, the first one from the right, to commence recording. The recording level is set automatically. To stop the recording, press the stop button, the first from the left. If you wish to protect your recorded cassette, it is recommended that you remove the safety tab on the rear edge, the rear left tab for the side facing you, the right tab for the reverse side. And now for the really exciting part, playing your CDs, SD cards, and USB memory devices. Your Concerto 2 is able to play CDR and CDRW discs containing MP3 or WMA files. It is also able to play MP3 or WMA files from SD cards up to 2 gigabytes and SDHC cards and USB memory devices up to 16 gigabytes. Having selected the CD you wish to play, open the CD compartment. This is located immediately behind the row of cassette buttons, on top and in the center of your product. Position a finger underneath the raised lip on the right-hand front corner of the CD compartment and carefully lift up the CD door. Carefully place and push the CD onto the center spindle, ensuring the playing surface is facing downwards. And the playing surface can be identified by the raised circular ridge in the middle section. Do be very careful not to touch either the playing surface of the CD or the internal mechanism within the CD compartment. The digital quality of the reproduction can very easily be damaged or impaired. Next, close the compartment door by pushing the CD door back into position. You'll need to continue listening to the CD before you switch to CD mode. Slide the function switch, the one above the volume control, on the upper left-hand side to the second position from the left. To play the CD, you must press the play pause button, which is the first button from the right on the front right-hand edge. The CD player will scan the contents of the CD and reading will appear on the display. If you are playing an audio CD, the total number of tracks and the total playing time will be displayed. If you're playing an MP3 WMA CD, the total number of files and folders will be displayed. There are in total 5 CD buttons, 2 of which are smaller in size with raised arrow-shaped symbols, and they are set off to the left above the 3 on the right-hand side. I will cover their different functions in a moment. Press the play pause button, the first from the right of the 3 CD buttons on the top right front edge to start playback. The display will show the first track number and the play symbol. If using an audio CD, the display will show the track number and elapsed playing time. If playing MP3 WMA files, the display will show the current file number for 3 seconds before changing to show the file name, ID3 tag, and the elapsed playing time. Adjust the volume control to the required setting. Remember, you will find the volume control on the top, to the left of the hinge handle, and in the center of the flat surface. To pause playback, press the play pause button again, first from the right, on the top right front edge. The pause symbol will now show on the display. To continue playback, press the play pause button again. To stop playback, press the stop button once. The stop button is the middle button of the 3 on the front, on the top, right-hand side of your product. With the aid of the unique CD bookmark facility, you may now listen to your talking books without ever having to worry about relocating the chapter you left before you went to bed. With the Roberts CD bookmark, your CD player will remember the last played position even after switching to another mode or even after switching off your product. The bookmark facility is also available when listening to SD card or USB memory devices. Follow the same procedure as explained for CD bookmark. It is important to remember that this is not the pause function. Pause is a separate facility which doubles up with the play button. To operate your CD bookmark, whilst your CD is in play mode, press the CD stop button, the one in the middle of the 3 on the top, to the front on the right-hand side. And the memory is stored for you to retrieve when you are ready to continue listening to your CD. Please remember, do not remove the CD if you wish the bookmark memory to be stored. To resume play of your CD at the point at which you left, simply press the CD play button. That's the one to the right of the 3 on the top right front edge. After several seconds, remember it's not instantaneous replay because the memory has to switch in, the CD will resume playing at exactly where you left it. Should you ever need to cancel the CD bookmark memory, simply press the stop button twice. You always have the CD bookmark option, which puts me on hold. I'm sure you remember, just press the CD stop, in the middle of the three on the front, on the right, to stop the CD. Then press play, the first from the right of the three CD buttons, to return where you left me. The CD bookmark feature allows you to stop the playback of a CD and then to continue playback from the same point at a later date. Even if you change your product function, the next CD play operation will start from the point where playback was previously stopped. Please note, however, that if the mains power is disconnected, the bookmark setting will be cancelled, and the CD will then play from the beginning. When the CD is playing, press the stop button once. That's the middle button of the three to the front, on the top right-hand side of your product. If playing an audio CD, the current track number and resume will appear on the display. If playing an MP3 or WMA CD, the file number and resume will appear on the display. You can then select an alternative function. If you wish to cancel the bookmark function, either press the stop button a second time when your product is in CD mode, or simply take out the CD. Having pressed the play button, the CD will begin to play, and you can then adjust the volume and tone controls to your preferred settings. The CD player will stop automatically when the CD has reached its end. If you wish to stop it during play, you can use either the CD bookmark facility, as previously described, or simply use the pause button, which, remember, doubles up with the play button, the one to the right of the three on the front edge. If you wish to skip tracks on your CD whilst it is playing, you can move it forward by pressing the top of the two smaller shaped buttons with the raised arrows that are above the three large CD buttons on the right-hand side. If you wish to return to a previous track, you simply press the lower of these two smaller buttons. Whilst the CD is playing, you may also use these skip functions to search for desired parts of any track. Do it gently, and the CD will come to no harm. When playing MP3 or WMA files, you can also skip folders using the Album Up or Down buttons, which are diamond in shape and are located to the right of the LCD display on the front panel. Whilst the CD is playing, press the repeat button, and your concerto will step through a series of repeat options. The repeat button is the first on the left of the three of the CD buttons, which are on the right-hand front edge. If you are playing an audio CD, press the repeat button once to repeat a track, again to repeat all tracks, and once again to return to normal operation. If you are playing an MP3 WMA CD, press the repeat button once to repeat a track, again to repeat an album, again to repeat all tracks, and once again to return to normal operation. Your concerto has a CD intro function, which allows you to listen to the first 10 seconds of each of the tracks on the disc. Ensure your CD is in stop mode. To start the CD intro function, press and hold the repeat button to play the first 10 seconds of each track. The repeat button is the first on the left of the three CD buttons on the front right edge. Intro will appear on the display. To cancel the intro mode, press the repeat button again. Playback control in SD or USB mode is similar to CD MP3 WMA mode. Use the five CD buttons on the top, right-hand side of the unit. When playing MP3 or WMA files, you may also skip folders using the Album Up or Down buttons that are diamond in shape and are located to the right of the LCD display. MP3 WMA files are played back in the order that they are written to the SD or USB memory device by your computer. Please also note that the SD card or USB memory device should not be removed during playback or recording, as damage or corruption of files may occur. The SD slot and the USB socket are located on the top of the unit, on the right-hand side of your product, above the waveband selector switch. The SD card slot is on the left, and the USB memory device socket is on the right. To insert an SD card into your product, with the card label side facing towards you and gold contacts facing down, push the SD card into the slot until it clicks into place. To remove the card, push the card in slightly and it will pop out, allowing removal. To insert the USB memory device, carefully push the USB stick into the smaller right-hand socket. To remove the USB stick, simply pull the device out of the socket. If using the SD or USB function, slide the function switch to the third position from the left. The function switch is the one on the top, to the left, behind the volume control. If you wish to record CD, SD, or USB tracks onto a cassette tape, you follow a similar procedure to that used for recording from radio. Having selected a CD and placed it and pushed it gently but firmly onto the spindle in the compartment, as previously explained, close the CD door by pushing it back into position and then proceed as follows. If using the SD card or the USB facility, place into the relevant slots as previously described. Slide the function switch, the one above and to the left of the volume control, to the second position from the left if recording from CD, or third position from the left if recording from SD or USB memory device. Insert a blank cassette into the cassette compartment with the tape surface upwards and the side you wish to record facing towards you, ensuring that the right-hand spool is full and that the safety tabs have not been removed from the rear of the cassette. Press the record button, the first on the right of the tape cassette buttons, to commence recording. Remember, the cassette buttons are in the middle on the front edge. The SD, CD, or USB will start automatically. We call this synchro start. When recording has been completed, press the stop button, the first on the left of the cassette buttons. If you wish to prevent accidental erasure of your recorded tapes, you can safeguard them by breaking off the appropriate tab on the rear edge of the cassette tape, as previously described. When removed, it will prevent the record button from being depressed. To restore the cassette to normal, seal the tab opening with a small piece of self-adhesive tape. Please note that with very regular use, the oxides from the tapes can accumulate on the recording and playheads. This will eventually affect the sound quality. Please seek advice on how best to clean the heads. There is guidance given in the instruction booklet supplied with your Roberts Concerto 2. And finally, there are two extra options on your product. Should you wish to use headphones, you will find the headphone socket centrally located on the left-hand side of your product. And in addition, if your DAB radio fails to operate correctly, or some digits on the display are missing or incomplete, carry out the following procedure. Slide the function switch, that's the one adjacent to the large volume control, on the top to the left, to the far right radio position. Locate the band switch, which is over to the right and behind the CD push buttons, and slide fully to the left to select the DAB waveband. Press and hold the tuner reset button, which is also the stop button, which is in the middle of the three buttons on the front on the right. A full reset will be performed, and station lists together with any preset stations will, however, be erased. The display will show scanning and will show progress of the station's search. However, should you at any time need any help with the operation of your Roberts Concerto 2, please do phone our technical helpline on 020-8758-0330 1-800-938-3838. We are open Mondays to Fridays. We do sincerely hope that you have many hours of enjoyable listening. We do hope that you find the unique CD bookmark facility a joy to use and a real comfort and benefit when listening to those talking books. You really can put your CD, SD, or USB memory device on hold, regardless of whether you have switched function or even turned off your Concerto 2. So, bye for now, and enjoy listening.